This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Well, greetings everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Recently, the Catholic Church received responses from their own members to a survey which they had sent out to Catholics around the world regarding the doctrines and the practices of the Catholic Church. And the responses were quite devastating insofar as the Vatican was concerned. And I'd like to discuss some of those responses today, but I'm not picking just on the Catholic Church, on the Vatican, on the church members, because what we are finding out is pretty much representative of what most Christians in all kinds of mainstream Christianity believe. Now, here's an article by the Washington Post, dated February 8th, saying that most Catholics worldwide disagree with church teachings on divorce, abortion, and contraception, and are split on whether women and married men should become priests. On the topic of gay marriage, two-thirds of Catholics polled agree with church leaders. And then they go a little bit into the specifics. It says that 19% on Catholics in the European countries and 30% in the Latin American countries agree with church teaching that divorcees who remarry outside the church should not receive communion, compared with 75% in the most Catholic African countries. Now, in other words, 75% of the Africans believe they should not receive communion. Only 19% of Catholics in Europe believe that. 30% of Catholics in the European countries and 36% in the United States agree with the church ban on female priests. In other words, only 30% of Catholics in Europe believe that women shouldn't become priests, while 80% in Africa, 36% in the Philippines believe that. 40% of Catholics in the United States oppose gay marriage. Now, if 40% oppose it, 60% apparently agree with it, compared with 99% in Africa. So almost 100% of Catholics in Africa oppose gay marriage. It goes on to say that 78% of Catholics across all countries support the use of contraceptives, which violates the church's teaching that sex should always be had with an openness toward procreation. More than 90% of Catholics in Argentina, Colombia, Brazil, Spain, and France supports the use of contraception. So the vast majority of Catholics believe that we should be able to use contraceptives, even though the Catholic Church teaches against it. It says that 66% of Catholics oppose same-sex marriage, with majorities in 8 of 12 countries surveyed agreeing with church doctrine. So we see a huge disparity between what the church teaches and what the Catholic members believe and do. And so the question is that going to affect in any way church teaching? The article goes on to say that critics say Pope Francis' solicitation of opinions wrongly gives the appearance that Catholicism is a democracy. Others say there is no evidence that he would teach doctrine. Any change would be a complex undertaking, as Catholics are going in many directions, as we have just seen. Now, Der Spiegel Online wrote also about the survey on February 3, but they specifically focused on events in Germany. And of course, Germany is going to be one of the most critical countries, especially in Europe, when it comes to political and religious developments. And this article says that Spiegel has taken a closer look at the mood in all 27 German dioceses. The outcome is devastating for the guardians of pure doctrine. Even in conservative Bavaria, 86% of Catholics do not believe it is a sin to use a pill or condoms, both condemned by the church. And so they say that's pretty much reflective of just about every diocese in Germany. The question is asked, could it be that while the tone has changed at the Vatican, the substance remains unchanged? The Argentine Pope has not eliminated or even softened a single dogma of his rigid church, even though he has a power to do so. The most contentious issue is the church's strict prohibition of contraception, which almost all Catholics ignore. The Vatican's notion that couples should only live together and have sex after marriage is equally outdated. Living together before marriage is an unmistakable reality today, notes the Diocese of Augsburg. The same conclusions are drawn throughout the alphabet of dioceses, ending with Würzburg, where about 90% of all couples practice cohabitation et experimentum. In other words, they're trying it out. Hardly anyone among the faithful understands how the various prohibitions are supposed to fit together. To begin with, couples are not supposed to have sex before marriage. Once they are married, they are not permitted to use birth control. And if the marriage fails, the Church has other objections. Many Catholics are especially incensed over the treatment of people who have been divorced and then remarried, which, according to the wording of the survey, places them in an irregular marriage situation and excludes them from communion. Another group the Church accused of committing sins also enjoys considerable support from the base, and that is homosexuals. The parishioners want to see the Church do away with mandatory celibacy. So we see again this incredible disagreement between official Catholic teaching and the opinions of Catholic members. Now, here's something this article in Der Spiegel Online points out, which I believe we should all take note of. Because what about the retired Pope, Pope Benedict, who is still alive? Does he have any role? Is he going to play any role in the future? It says in here, the retired Pope Benedict is the fixed star of the traditionalists in the Roman Catholic Church. His residence, the Mater Ecclesiae, or the Mother of the Church Monastery, is only a few steps away from St. Peter's Basilica. Joseph Ratzinger keeps the strict worldview of his era alive through his presence alone. Benedict was in poor health during the weeks following his resignation. He suffered from heart and circulatory ailments. He was weak and plagued by depression. Many in his circle were convinced that he was dying, but then he recovered. For the conservative establishment, Ratzinger continues to set the standard today. Of course, the retired pontiff keeps a low profile when it comes to the public, but the old elite is not as discreet. And then some pointed questions are being asked in light of all of this confusion. Will the calls for attention from the bases be heard behind the thick walls of the Vatican? Can lay people expect the Church to change in accordance with their wishes? Even Francis' open-minded advisors are concerned that he will be unable to put the genie back into the bottle. Found that a very interesting statement. Marcello Semeraro is the secretary of Pope Francis' Crown Council, the group of eight cardinals from around the world tasked with advising the Pope on reforms. Semeraro does everything he can to dampen the overwhelming expectations of ordinary Catholics. So we have here a mixture. First of all, there are expectations that the Catholic Church will change some of its core doctrines, something which apparently is not going to happen. But also the question remains, where is the Catholic Church right and where is it wrong? And where are the church members right and where are they wrong? And the same applies to all kinds of mainstream Christianity. First of all, the Catholic Church is wrong, let me just say that, from a biblical standpoint, when it comes to prohibiting the use of contraception prior to conception. The Bible nowhere says that that is something which should be done. The Catholic Church is also wrong when it says that sex within the marriage should only be held and you should only have sexual relationship within marriage if you want to procreate. That's wrong. The Bible nowhere teaches that. Also, it's wrong to say that the Bible doesn't allow any divorce whatsoever. Christ says that the marriages which God has bound, now not every marriage today is bound by God, but those who are bound, they can be divorced under certain biblical circumstances. Christ talks about it, Paul talks about it, so that rigid view by the Catholic Church is also wrong. But then they are correct in certain areas. It is, for instance, a sin in the eyes of God. if young people or even older people live together, have sexual relationships together without being married. The Bible calls that fornication. I don't care how many feel that it is outdated. That is something the Bible clearly states. Now, as true Christians, we are supposed to be lights in this world of darkness. We are supposed to shine and show the way of God. You see, the idea that priests, for instance, ministers, must not marry, that is also wrong. The Bible nowhere teaches that. But the question still is, what will all of this do? Will Pope Benedict still play a role in the future in the Catholic Church? Now, there have always been problems within the Catholic Church throughout the centuries and millennia, and many times these problems led to an emergence of the Catholic Church of being much stronger. The Protestants, the Bible clearly tells you that, will ultimately reunite with the Roman Catholic Church. A very charismatic religious leader will arrive on the world scene. He is called the false prophet in the Bible. He is coming out of traditional Christianity. He will uphold the core doctrines of traditional Christianity, not just the Catholic Church, also the Protestant Church. Doctrines which are not in accordance with Scripture. Now, you might be dumbfounded and surprised when you hear me say that. We have prepared a booklet about man's holidays and God's holy days. That is an interesting subject because Christianity today believes that the core holy days which have to be kept are Christmas and Easter. And then you have other days they keep like Valentine's Day, New Year's, and so on. But Christmas and Easter, did you know, my friends, doesn't come and don't come out of the Bible. The Bible knows nothing about and says nothing about the celebration of Christmas and Easter. These were days which were kept long before Christ was born by pagans, and the Catholic Church then included them in their teachings, put a Christian mantle on them. But Christ says that if you uphold your human traditions and at the same time do away with God's commandments, you are not worshipping the true God of the Bible. The Bible tells you what holy days to keep. For instance, a weekly Sabbath, not Sunday. The Bible tells you to keep annual holy days, not Christmas or Easter. These are core doctrines of traditional Christianity, which traditional Christianity will uphold, no matter who is leading them. And when this false prophet arrives, he will have supernatural power, and most people will be deceived following him, not caring anymore about doctrinal differences. But it's all in contrary to what God says in his word. And the question for you, my friends, is, will you follow God or will you follow man? Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.